And welcome back to today's Topical Currents Thursday edition. I'm
Let's go diving today.
Well, let's wait till the reefs restore.
Okay.
Get restored. Bonnie Berman, Joseph Cooper, and our Thursday Food and Dining Special has arrived. Chef, author, and syndicated columnist, and our friend Linda Gassenheimer is with us now. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Bonnie. And our friend just comes first, okay?
Our friend comes first, yes. And then everything else. Well, today, of course, we'll learn much more about a special program aimed at decreasing childhood hunger. Certainly a very dismal occurrence that happens more frequently than imagined,
right,
or than that we would like.
You know, Bonnie, it's amazing and a disturbing fact. I didn't even realize this. Over 16 million children in the U.S. struggle with hunger. It's startling that in today's world that this, mm-hmm, is the case. So Share Our Strength, No Kid Hungry, raises funds to help alleviate this problem. And their Taste of the Nation benefit is going to be held next Thursday. That's July 16th. And our guest, celebrity chef Alan Susser, is with us. He's been in charge of this Taste of the Nation for, hello,
ever.
Alan, is it 27 years?
Yes, it has been, exactly.
Wow, amazing. Well, welcome, Chef Alan Susser. And also with us is Chef Adrienne Calvo. She will be participating in the event, and she has a new book out, or her latest book anyway, is Maximum Flavor Social. Welcome, Chef Adrienne.
Hi, I couldn't be more excited to be here, and once again working alongside Chef Alan. I'm a huge fan of his, and what he stands behind, I'm right behind him.
Well, it's a good person to stand behind. And we'd love to hear from you, our listeners. Do you have any questions for Chef Alan or Chef Calvo? Give us a call. That's 800-743-9576, 800-743-WLRN.
And yes, we have email, radio@WLRN.org, radio@WLRN.org.
And of course, with us is our favorite wine guy, Fred Tasker. He's joining us by Skype. Fred gives the wine suggestions for my Dinner in Minutes columns. And you can read Fred's wine column in Saturday's Miami Herald. Fred, what are we drinking today?
Well, I'm going to talk about what wine to drink for Bastille Day. We have to celebrate Bastille Day.
Okay, next Tuesday, right?
That's right.
Okay, all right. Okay, Chef Alan, tell us a little bit about Taste of the Nation and the funds that they raise here for this event. Is they going to stay here in Florida?
Of course, yes. Taste of the Nation is a great event. It's 50 chefs, and each of them is donating their time, their energy, and their creativity to raise money for childhood hunger. No Kid Hungry is the campaign, and 100% of the ticket price goes to fight hunger, and it does stay here in Florida and in South Florida specifically.
Well, that's fantastic. And it's going to be at the Los Hotel. I mean, you're going to have 50 chefs coming into the Los Hotel next Thursday. That's a huge thing to sort of organize. I mean, imagine all these chefs.
It's really one of the best days in a chef's life because we get together and we work together and we use our creative energies for the good of the community. And also, we get out of our own kitchens and get to share our culinary expertise and fun and excitement with other peers, other chefs. So it's really the spot that the chefs get to kind of show off a little bit for each other and cook for each other. And one of the fun things is that so many of the chefs just kind of go around and make sure that your chef friend eats your cooking. And then we get to cook for our guests and our friends that come. So it's really a great chef's party to fight hunger.
Well,
Chef Alan, how does the money actually turn into food that gets to the kids in South Florida through No Kid Hungry?
Well, it's focused on kids and childhood hunger, and a majority of the dollars actually goes to the kids through a breakfast in the classroom project. So what happens is that they breakfast in the classroom, the first period of the class, and we're out for summer, so it actually takes on a different role during summer. But during the rest of the year, within first period, the kids get a hot meal. And so this not only is a hot meal, but it also gives them the ability and the want to get to school on time. It gives them the food to get them going in the morning. It, in general, gives them more healthy nutritional environment that they're eating in, and they're less sick, as well as not only that, they're prepared to learn.
That's great.
To learn, that's kind of where the hunger issue with kids is all about.
Okay. So, Chef Adrian, you're going to be bringing something there? You're going to be tasting? What are you going to be doing at the Taste of the Nation?
Well, I'm going to be serving our sweet corn tamalito with some crispy chorizo and some lime beurre blanc. It's actually one of our greatest sellers at Chef Adrian's. The recipe is in my cookbook, so I can't wait to share it with everyone. It's going to be a fantastic night, and I can't wait to see people's expressions. My favorite part of doing Taste of the Nation, No Kid Hungry, is the type of people that go there are already foodies. So when they stop by your booth and, you know, they get to meet the chef and they taste your food, their reaction, it's insane. It's gratifying, and to know that you're doing it for a great cause, it's all the more rewarding.
That sounds wonderful and terrific. Well, Chef Alan, I want to thank you for taking just a few minutes to join us today. I know how busy you are. You've got to get over to the Lowe's Hotel and start getting this whole thing underway for next week. So thank you for joining us.
My pleasure. I hope to see everybody there next week on Thursday night. Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Alan.
Thanks.
Okay, have a great day.
See you next week.
Right. Okay, see you then.
Chef Calvo, you're going to be participating in all, and you mentioned your book, and we've been talking about Taste of the Nation, but your book is called, talking about taste, Maximum Flavor, Maximum Flavor Social. So that's an amazing title there. What did you mean by it?
Well, Maximum Flavor Social, my first cookbook written in 2003 was called Maximum Flavor, and since then, everyone, not just the culinary industry, but everyone has witnessed, everything turning into social media. Whatever age you are, it doesn't matter if you're a preteen or if you're, you know, elderly. People are using Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, not just for businesses, but to stay in contact with their families. They share vacation pictures. But the number one thing that's on social media is food. And it doesn't have to be a chef dish. It could be the snack that you're obsessing over for the last week or so. It doesn't have to be a whole entire fancy thing. It could be, you know, your post-workout meal. But food is the number one thing on social media.
So how do you, your book is about social media or is about food? Or
it is about.
How is it connected?
It is about social food and social media, but the fact that it's not just social media. Food is a social event in general, whether you're eating with one other person, whether you're eating in a large group or an event like Taste of the Nation, or whether you are by yourself, but now you're sharing it with others, so you're technically you're not by yourself anymore.
Okay, so do you connect with your people who come to the restaurant? And so what kind of responses do you get in that respect?
Well, that's what got me addicted and into writing Maximum Flavor Social. When I opened Chef Adrian's over 8 years ago, it wasn't so eminent, the social media presence in the food industry. People still read the newspaper on Thursdays and Sundays to find out about chefs and new restaurants. Now it's immediate. You walk into a restaurant and you see people are taking out their phones and taking pictures by your sign of the entrance. They're taking pictures of a glass of wine. They're taking pictures of the menu and whatnot.
So you don't mind people taking pictures in the restaurant?
I don't. I actually...
Some do sometimes.
Yeah, no, yeah. My dining time at Chef Adrian's is 2.5 to 3 hours per table. I'd rather people enjoy their time. I'm not in a hurry. I'm not in a hurry to turn over seats.
So you don't turn over the table to get...
I do, but, I mean, thankfully it's worked out so far. I mean, we're really in it for the love of the game.
It might make some couples a little nervous with people pulling out cameras.
Yes. We don't want to go in that direction.
No, Joe. They're the ones pulling them out.
He's opening up a can of worms.
Yeah. Yeah. Chef Adrian, where is your restaurant?
We are in South Kendall. We are actually on 11510 Southwest 147th Avenue, close to Homestead, pretty much.
Mm. So it's out west.
Yeah, it's out
west in Kendall.
So yeah, in the book, what we did was collect all of our greatest hits on social media, and we shared the recipes.
So have you ever gotten some disturbing comments?
Not so far. I mean, I've gotten marriage proposals. I've gotten, can we take you home? I've gotten funny things. I haven't gotten anything bad.
Can I ask what you brought in?
Oh, what I brought in is like the all-time dish that's gotten, thousands of comments throughout time. A couple years ago, I came up with...
I didn't want to make noise opening it.
It doesn't look like much, by the way, but it's a dark chocolate and Nutella croissant bread pudding. And people cannot get enough of it at Chef Adrian's. And it's funny because it came from an actual experience where I had never tasted Nutella until I was 25 years old.
I'm going to give some to
Bonnie. Well, let's tell some people what Nutella is. Some people may not know.
Wow. Oh, it's a hazelnut, chocolate and hazelnut spread from Italy. And so I had never tasted it. And people were like, are you crazy? You've never had it? I'm like, no. And once I tasted it, I'm like, I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to make a bread pudding. And I mean, wow.
It's
Bonnie's so face. It's incredible.
it's so rich. I don't know. I could eat the whole thing.
Well, I don't know about the whole thing, but it is so good.
Thank you. Thank you.
No wonder. Skip the dinner.
Well, I mean, the recipe, it's in the book, and that's exactly what I love. I love seeing people's reaction to food. I love that they share it on social media, and I feel like food it's about sharing, and I think in the last 10, 15 years, it turned from sharing just, you know, now it's sharing on 3D. You know, now we're sharing our general experience with the world.
Right, so that's, Fred, was that you?
Fred. No, it wasn't me.
Okay. Oh.
So in the book, it's not just talking about the social media and all. You have some recipes there.
It's all full of recipes. The book is written in first person, so it's actually my journey as I become a chef. It talks about the evolution of how I lived personally, the transition from no social media to how social media is almost more important than word of mouth nowadays. I mean, people read their phones or read Twitter recommendations or whatnot easier than they take an opinion from somebody. And it's almost sad.
Oh, definitely. Well,
but it's wonderful. Reality. But, you know, on the positive note, whatever you're, you know, if you're sending out a message of positivity and great, you know, it's good.
Yeah, great. All right. We have to go to a break. We'll take a short break here. I'm Linda Gassenheimer, and we were talking with Chef Alan Susser. He's been told us all about the Taste of the Nation Share Our Strengths event for No Kid Hungry. And now we're talking with Chef Adrian Calvo. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with more. And we're back. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. And we were talking with Chef Alan Susser. He was telling us all about the Taste of the Nation Share Our Strength No Kid Hungry event that's going to be taking place next Thursday, July 16th at the Lowe's Hotel. And it's really an important event. And they also have an after party as well. So, and they're going to be having, on top of that, a beer garden this year. And Evan Benn, food editor for the Miami Herald, is going to be one of the co-hosts of that. So lots going on at the Lowe's Hotel next Thursday. Well, it's also, sorry, with us is Chef Adrian Calvo. I got so excited about the beer garden. and she's going to be partaking in it. And her latest book is Maximum Flavor Social. She's been telling us all about that. Well, so I've got some maximum flavor for you here. It's called Dinner in Minutes. And we alluded to this earlier. Fred Tasker talked about Bastille Day. That's July 14th. And it's going to be next Tuesday. So today's Dinner in a Minute is a French salad niçoise. Very simple. It's a favorite on the French Riviera. You can see it up and down the Riviera if you're lucky enough to be sitting on a quay there and enjoying the sun and water. It has tuna, it has green beans, olives, and tomatoes. And in fact, you could use any leftover vegetables, but choose ones for color and texture to make the dish look really pretty. Now, first of all, I blanch the green beans. So that means you just throw them into some boiling water. As soon as the water comes back to the boil, you take them out and refresh them in cold water. But if you didn't want to do that, just stick them in the microwave for a minute just to get them a little bit soft. For the tuna. Well, you want really rare tuna for this. So you just get a skillet really, really hot and maybe 2 minutes aside for the tuna and then take it off the heat and let it rest for a minute. It'll be very rare. If you want it a little more medium rare, leave it in that skillet for a couple more minutes.
No chicken of the sea?
This is the real stuff here. Okay. You could if you wanted. but you don't have to bother cooking it, okay? I just want you to know that, Joe.
Yes. That's so, a good point, Linda.
Yeah, we have to keep Joe straight here. All right, so to finish the salad, you put some lettuce on a platter, and then you put the green beans, you arrange these in an attractive way. And here I have to make, I'm admitting something in Dinner in Minutes. I use for this canned little baby potatoes. They're quite good, and if you have a good salad dressing, it just would be just fine if you're in a hurry. And then to cut the tuna into strips, put that on, some tomato wedges, some olives, and a very good quality olive oil, olive and vinegar dressing to spoon over the top. Now, we talked, if you remember, a couple of weeks ago, about making your own vinaigrette, which really is so simple and easy, and it doesn't have any chemicals, and I've given that recipe as well. So either way, either bottled or you're making
your own.
What's
that ratio again?
You're going to think I have to remember this out of my head, right? That you're testing me?
Well, it's pretty simple, isn't
it? Yeah, it's right. Well, let's say 2 tablespoons of vinegar. Let's say a red wine vinegar. I like to use a sherry wine vinegar. You could use balsamic vinegar. You could use 2 tablespoons
of
lemon juice.
I like using orange champagne vinegar.
Bonnie, I'm impressed.
Yes.
That sounds delicious.
It is, and Fred would like it too.
I think you should just drink it rather than putting it on.
So anyway, and then 2 teaspoons, but rounded teaspoons of Dijon mustard. And the point is that you mix that all together really, really well, so it's well combined. And then, let me see, so 2 and 3.
So you can just put
6.
That in a little jar and shake it?
Sure. And then, or in the food processor, whatever.
What about salt?
Well, be careful with the salt. You can add it, but add it afterwards because mustard has a lot of salt in it. So you don't want it to be too much salty.
Mustard, yeah.
And then 6 tablespoons of oil, canola oil. If you use olive oil,
so it's 1 to 3.
Yeah. Make it in. Thank you for doing the math, John.
You're real genius here.
Anyway, that recipe. The whole recipe, including the vinaigrette dressing, is a photograph is at dinnerinminutes.com. And please join me on Twitter. That's at L. Gassenheimer. We're talking about social media today, at L. Gassenheimer. Fred Tasker, what are we drinking?
Well, as we have determined, the French holiday called Bastille Day is coming next Tuesday, July 14. And for the French, this is like our 4th of July. It's the date of the beginning of the French Revolution on the 14th of July in 1789. When peasants stormed the Paris prison called the Bastille. So for Americans, it's just a good excuse to drink good French wine when there's nothing wrong with that. So here's my suggestion.
And Adrian's sitting here nodding her head. That's okay, right, Adrian?
Absolutely. So my suggestion is Beaujolais. Now, to most Americans, Beaujolais means Beaujolais Nouveau or New Beaujolais. This is the first wine that's made from each year's harvest, and the grapes are picked in September, and the wine is released just 2 months later on the third Thursday in November. In fact, producers race to get their wines to shops and restaurants first, and we throw big parties when it arrives in Miami. Now, to do this, of course, they have to make the wines very quickly. So they soak the juice on the grape skins for a very short time, ferment it quickly and age it for just weeks before releasing it. So this is a Beaujolais Nouveau that results is very fruity and delicious, but also very simple. Most of it is $15 or less, and it has almost no aging potential. In fact, much of it is drunk by Christmas and nearly all within a single year. And there's nothing wrong with that either. But what a lot of people don't understand is that Beaujolais also makes other wines that they don't really have a name. They're called real Beaujolais or serious Beaujolais. And these are made much like regular wines with longer skin soaking, longer fermentation, and even a year or two of aging. Now, serious Beaujolais wines are really much better than the Nouveau. In addition to the lush fruit of the Beaujolais Nouveau, they can have much more complex aromas and flavors, even herbs, smoke, minerals, and such. And even then, they're mostly less than $25.
Are you talking about a good Beaujolais less than $25?
You can get it, yeah, that's right.
Whoa, I would have thought more.
The best of these wine come from one of 10 villages in the Beaujolais region that are designated CRUS, that's C-R-U-S, or classified growths. These include villages and wines called Fleury, Juliana, Moulin-Avant, and that sort of thing. And the main way that you can tell that they are that way is that they have the village names on the bottle and they don't say Nouveau. If it doesn't say Nouveau, then it's one of these. These are serious wines capable of 5 or 10 years of aging. And they're still very light-bodied, so they would go well with powerful fish like salmon or tuna. In fact, they go nicely with Linda's Salade Niçoise, I think.
You think a red wine with that? Oh, okay. I guess with tuna.
Yeah, a light-bodied
one. But it's not
too
heavy? It wouldn't be too heavy for it?
I don't think so.
Okay. All right.
Or it would also go well with turkey dishes or semi-soft French cheeses. So when next Tuesday comes, march down to your local wine shop and shout Vive la Liberté and give me a bottle of real serious Beaujolais.
All right, Fred, we'll do that. Thank you very much. Let's go back to Chef Adrian. Chef Adrian, your book is called Maximum Flavor. We talked about the social. Maximum Flavor is social. But we talked about the social part. If we want to get some maximum flavor in our own dishes at home, give us a hint. Give us some suggestions.
Well, the whole idea of maximum flavor, it's a way of cooking where you activate all parts of your palate. So it sends a message to your brain like it's a roller coaster of flavors. While you are keeping, it's not crazy. What it is that you're getting that sweet, sour, salty, bitter, spicy, everything in there, subtle, but everything is in there. So all of a sudden your brain has this message of happy. Oh my gosh, I'm interested. And that's what maximum flavor is.
Well, but I find so many people use hot spices and so much hot spice that you can't get any flavor at all.
That is not at all how my cooking is.
So give us some examples.
Well, for example, we have a brown sugar crusted salmon that we do, which is it's also been one of our greatest hits. That recipe is also in Maximum Flavor Social, where we'll crust the salmon fillet with brown sugar, sprinkle it with a little bit of chef's dust, which is about to come out.
Chef's dust?
Yeah, that's my product line that's about to launch. It's a spice blend where it has garlic salt, a little bit of pepper, and a couple of secret ingredients that I can't disclose yet. But you put that spice blend, not spicy, but it is a spice blend, over that brown sugar crust, and it makes for an amazing texture and flavor. And that's how you cook it.
Do you sear
it first to make that crust. It melts down that brown sugar a little bit.
It doesn't burn.
Does not burn. Nope. I mean, if you burn it, that's on you. But
okay. Yeah. All right.
And what was the name of this dessert again, Chef Adrian?
Dark chocolate Nutella croissant bread pudding.
All right, Bonnie, you're going to save some for me.
Yes, well, thank of course. You.
Right.
Linda.
All right. We'll see. Okay. So it's been a really tasty week. It's gone by. Chef Adrian Calvo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
And for the, what's the name of the dessert again?
Dark chocolate Nutella croissant bread dessert.
Okay.
How is that?
Well, I love how you said croissant.
Croissant. Yes.
Yes. Croissant. Well, she's got this French nature in her.
Yes.
Okay. Her book is Maximum Flavor Social, and her restaurant is Chef Adrian's Vineyard and Restaurant Bar. And tell us where it is.
11510 Southwest 147th Avenue.
And I bet you have a website.
ChefAdrians.com.
All right. Fred Tasker, great advice as always.
Always a pleasure.
Happy July 14th.
Yeah, same to you.
Joe Cooper, Bonnie Bernman, nice to be with you today.
Likewise. Thank
you. Okay, next Thank week, you. Is, I'll be bringing in my favorite finds from the Fancy Food Show. It's a preview of next year's eating trends. So get your palates ready, you guys. I'm Linda Gassenheimer. Join me then.